directors meeting. It was like an ecumenical, you know, get together, and Father spoke. I think. And we had we brought from Ventura. We brought one. Pastor Brown, I can see his face. I can't remember his name. And then this guy that we knew, kind of like my family, we'd made friends with his family. And so they were curious, and they both wanted to come. So they sat and listened to the whole thing. And on the way back, we're talking about, well, what did you think? He says, well, no, they didn't talk about Jesus enough. You know, I mean, I heard a lot of stuff, but I didn't hear enough Jesus in there. You know, the guy's like, well, I thought there was too much Jesus. It's supposed to be ecumenical, you know. People are talking about Jesus. It's like, okay.
Right.
So. But yeah, challenging. I mean, one time, Miyuki, she made friends with this guy because she used to play piano with this one church in Ventura. And there was another guy that also did that. And they kind of connected. We persuaded this. The guy was kind of curious about, you know, the church and all that, so he came and he brought his partner. It was two men. And the interesting thing was the other guy, he used to work for Billy Cho, who was like this mega evangelist in Korea.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has like, you know, 4,000, 6,000 people come to his services. You know, and this guy had been kind of like slowly converted to the gay lifestyle, and these two guys were living together. And they came to listen, and, you know, Father comes out, Reverend Moon comes out, and they're like, we've heard all about this guy, and he starts to talk. And Father did stuff that he does, like, you know, what about this? I don't know. You know, that little thing, and they were laughing. I was like, oh, well, I don't like this guy, you know. And then all of a sudden, Father's like, bam, he starts talking about the fall. And he says, you know, you have to control your sexual organs. Says, you know, the woman's sexual organ is like a poison pot. And the man's sexual organ is like a snake. I'm just sitting there like, what are these guys going through right now? Because, I mean, the one of them, he used to be working for a Korean evangelist. And it's just like, oh my gosh. The thing was, like, they weren't negative. I mean, they were really, like, really challenged. Like, challenged right down to their core. But they didn't, you know, they didn't fume and splutter and yell and anything. They were just like, oh, wow, you know. Mm.